everyone, and welcome back to English with Lucy. You guys have requested it. I've had so many requests for another slang, British slang video. So I thought I'd cover British slang verbs and also some slang phrasal verbs as well. Really, really useful. Before we get started, this video is sponsored by the Lingoda Language Marathon. It's an amazing opportunity, but I'm not going to talk about it now. I'm going to talk about it at the end. So you can click to the time that you see on your screen now, and I will have all the information for you. Basically, a specific number of you will be able to do 3 months of daily English classes. It's €567, but if you complete the whole marathon, you get all of your money back. €567 refunded back to you. So click on the timestamp on the screen to find out more information, or just wait till the end of the video. Let's get started. Or should I say, let's crack on. We'll talk about that one in a minute. So lots of lovely slang, predominantly British, although you will find some in Australia, for example, and maybe the United States, but most of them are more used in the UK. But in the UK, you will definitely need to understand these words if you're going to integrate with natives. I'm also going to include lots of extra bonus British slang words. Oh my God, that's hard to say. And I will explain them as I go along. The first one is to fancy. And I have mentioned this one before, but it's so important that I'm going to mention it again. You need to know this verb. You need to know it. We use it all the time. It has two meanings. It can mean to be romantically interested in somebody. So an example could be, I fancied Will for ages and I was gobsmacked when I found out that he fancied me too. Gobsmacked means shocked, speechless. Now, the other way that we use this verb is to express that we want or we feel like something. I could say, I really fancy fish and chips tonight. And that means I really feel like fish and chips. I want fish and chips. Or in a question, do you fancy going to the pub? Do you want to go to the pub? Do you feel like going to the pub? Now note, I said, do you want to go? But do you fancy going? Do you feel like going? So remember that if you use it in an exam. Right, the next one, number two, is a phrasal verb. It is to dob somebody in. To dob somebody in. This means to report a person to somebody of authority for a wrongdoing. So if somebody's done something wrong, you inform someone in a position of authority. For example, oh, I can't believe Ellie dobbed me in to the teacher for skipping class yesterday. She dobbed me in. She informed the teacher, who is in a position of authority over me. She told on me. She dobbed me in. I remember at school, if somebody was being mean, I'd say, I'm going to dob you in, which means I'm going to tell the teacher. Right, the next one, number three, another phrasal verb. This one is to chat somebody up. To chat somebody up. Now, this can mean two things in British English. The first one is the more common use, and the second one is slightly less common. It's kind of used in a more sarcastic way. The first meaning is to talk to somebody in a flirtatious way, to talk to somebody flirtatiously. So if somebody's paying me lots and lots of compliments, I might say, are you chatting me up? Are you flirting with me? I think in America, you might say, to hit on? Are you hitting on me? Are you chatting me up? The other meaning is to talk to somebody persuasively, normally with ulterior motives. For example, say a bouncer wouldn't let us into a club. I'll say, I'll see if I can chat her up. It doesn't mean that I'm going to flirt with her. It means that I'm going to try and be really, really nice to her to try and persuade her to let us in. The next one, to be up for something. We use this all the time. Are you up for it? I'm up for it. She's up for it. The meaning is very simple. It means to want to do something. So if I am up for going out, I want to go out. I feel like going out. So if I say, we're going ice skating tonight, if you're up for it, it means we're going ice skating tonight, if you want to come too. It's very, very informal. Next, another one we use all the time. I use it so frequently, and when I talk to non-native speakers, I try and carefully select my verbs so that I avoid using slang so that they can understand me better, but pop is the one that I struggle with because I just use it all the time. pop, the meaning is very simple. Once you understand it, you will be fine. It means to go somewhere, usually for a short period of time, and often without notice. So without notice is you haven't advised the place or the people that you're going to go there or you're going to visit. We often use it with a preposition. Or I'm just popping out. I'm just going outside for a short period of time. Or I'm just going to pop to the shops. Do you want anything? I'm just going to go to the shops. Do you need anything? Or if I say, do you mind if I pop in for a minute? It means, do you mind if I quickly visit your house for a second? So it's normally something spontaneous, unplanned, short period of time, but it basically just means go. Number six, to go on about. This means to talk continuously and to talk too much. It's teetering, it's only just on the negative side. So if I say, ugh, what's she going on about again? It means, what's she talking about continuously and too much again? But sometimes it's used in quite an affectionate way. What are you going on about? What's he going on about? But we sometimes forget the going bit. So what are you on about? What's he on about? Be prepared to hear people say on about instead of to go on about. Number seven, another phrasal verb, very important one, can also just be a verb on its own. It is to faff around, or you can shorten it to faff, just to faff. It's not a phrasal verb in this case. It's got two meanings. Both are quite similar. The first meaning, the most common one, is to spend time doing unimportant things and avoid what you really should be doing. A little bit like to procrastinate, but with more emphasis on doing the unimportant things. What have you been doing? Have you just been faffing around? I'm trying to say, what have you been doing? Have you been avoiding all the important tasks and just doing meaningless tasks? The other meaning is to behave in a silly way. So if someone's being a little bit stupid, joking around too much, I might say, stop faffing around. Stop messing around, it could also mean. Faff on its own. Stop faffing. Oh, I'm just faffing. We don't necessarily have to include that around there. Number eight, a verb on its own, to scoff. To scoff. And this in British English slang means to eat something quickly and greedily. So if I see someone eating their lunch really, really quickly, I might say, cough, you scoffed that. You ate that quickly and greedily. It's very informal. It's quite friendly. It's not necessarily negative if you use it in the right way. So I might say, I scoffed my dinner and I went up for seconds. I ate my dinner really quickly and greedily. And to go up for seconds means to return to the food with your plate to get a second helping. Number nine, another phrasal verb. This one is to crack on with something or someone, because there is a new use for this phrasal verb. The first one is to proceed or to progress quickly. You know, at the beginning of my lessons, I say, right, let's get started with the lesson. I could say, let's crack on with the lesson. Let's get going. Let's proceed quickly and progress quickly too. Another newer meaning for this phrasal verb is to flirt with somebody. So if I say, I saw James cracking on with Holly, it means I saw James at least attempting to flirt with Holly. I guess you could think that it's somebody trying to progress with their relationship with a specific person. But please remember that that one is very informal and it's relatively new. The last one, number 10, is to skive. It's a verb on its own, but you can add the preposition off and say to skive off. It means the same thing. The definition is to avoid work, school, or a particular duty by leaving early or by just not going, staying away. I might say, I'm going to skive off this last lesson because the teacher just reads off the slides. If they're just reading off the slides, it means they're just reading the words on the presentation. They're not adding anything extra. It was my pet hate. It was something that particularly annoyed me at school and at university. Why just read me the presentation if I can read it myself at home? Let's not go into too much detail. Or you could say, oh, I think Tom skived off work yesterday because he called in sick. He said he was ill on the telephone and then I saw him in the shopping centre. Naughty! Have you ever skived off work? Comment below if you have. Right, so those are the 10 British slang, phrasal verbs and verbs. Why is that so hard to say? Now I'm going to have a quick chat to you about the Lingoda Language Marathon. Really recommend you stay on because it's such a great opportunity. The vast majority of you are here to improve your English. What better way than doing a little bit every single day and then getting all your money back at the end? Keep watching. Right, so those that follow this channel will know that I work with Lingoda very closely and very frequently. And I regard them as one of the very few trusted companies that I'm happy to work with on a regular basis. I genuinely really like their platform and services, and that's why I'm happy to promote it to my viewers and subscribers. Now, quickly, what Lingoda is, it's an online language academy. They only use real qualified native teachers. You can learn English, German, French, and Spanish, but on this occasion, they're only running the marathon for English and German. Normally, you have to sign up on a subscription basis, meaning that what you pay for is what you get. But every now and again, I think they lasted one at the beginning of the year, which I helped promote as well, which went really, really well. They do a language marathon. Now, you know that I don't promote cramming and learning languages really, really quickly. The best way you can possibly learn a language is by doing it little and often. And one English class a day, every single day, to me seems like the absolute best way to learn English. Aside from moving to England and just immersing yourself in the culture, which is not that easy. So they did the language marathon before, and because it was so successful and there were so many happy people, they've decided to run it again. You can get a €567 language course, and on the condition that you do complete every single class, you get all of your money back. All of it. There's also a half marathon option, which I will discuss with you, which involves getting half of your money back as well, if you don't feel like 30 days every month is doable for you. So, if you want to really improve your English or even your German, you can take 30 group classes every month for 3 months. And if you do that, Lingoda will refund your course in full. They will give you all of your money back. Now, they're a company. They're not just going to give classes away for free. So you do need to follow the golden rules. I'm informing you of everything I can, but it is your responsibility to also familiarize yourself with the terms and conditions and make sure you completely understand the language marathon. If you're doing the full language marathon and there are 30 days in the month that you are doing it, you need to take a class every single day. You just need to do one class a day for 30 days each month for 3 months. If you do the full marathon, it's 3 months long. You have to take 30 classes per month. You pay €189 per month. If you complete it, you get a 100% refund. So that's a refund of €567. If you want to do the half marathon, which is really recommended if you don't think you can commit to daily classes, it's 3 months long. You do 15 classes per month, a maximum of 5 classes per week. You pay €99 per month, and you get a 50% refund upon completion. So it's the second one, and I had a chat with Lingoda about what really made the people who completed the marathon succeed. And the number one thing that they said was booking classes 7 days in advance to make sure that you can fit them all in. There are also a couple of other things you need. You need to use a laptop or desktop computer. You can't use smartphone or tablets. You need to use a laptop. You need to use the latest version of Google Chrome or Mozilla, and you must have a stable internet connection. If you don't have any of those three things, don't do it because you will not enjoy the experience and you won't be able to have a smooth class with the rest of your group. Now, I'm focusing mainly on the English one, but I also wanted to let you know about the German offer as well. If you want to sign up to the English marathon, you can sign up from the 2nd of April to the 19th of April. Ready to start the marathon from the 2nd of May, because the 1st is a public holiday, up until the 31st of July. For German, however, you've got a little bit more time. You can sign up from the 2nd of April to the 18th of May, ready to start from the 1st of June to the 31st of August. Now, the entry fee was going to be €5, but I've been given a voucher code for you guys, and if you use it, that is discounted, and all you have to pay is 50 cents, and that's only to process the credit card details. So don't forget to use the voucher code. Payment-wise, it's fairly simple. You pay the course fee every month, so that's 3 total instalments. From the moment you pay the entry fee, you've then got 14 days to either stop the first payment or refund the first payment. Once this has passed, you are committed to paying for those 3 months. Now, I've told you everything I can. I am fully endorsing this. I trust Lingoda and I think it is such a valuable opportunity, but you must take responsibility and familiarise yourself with the terms and conditions so that you don't miss a trick, so that you get to complete it absolutely perfectly. Nothing goes wrong, you get your money back, and Bob's your uncle. Oh, a British expression came out. Lingoda have planned and organised this with a lot of love. I think it's an incredibly generous offer. The places are limited, it's not out there for absolutely everyone. The spaces do fill up really, really quickly. So when you're ready, and if you think that you're dedicated and committed enough to do it every single day, or for 15 days, for 3 months, click on the link below and use the voucher code. And let me know if you've done it, because I'm really, really excited for you. You will have committed to something amazing, and you absolutely will improve your language skills. How could you not? 90 lessons. And if you do it correctly, you get your money back. I think that is fantastic. Right, guys, that's it from me today. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media. I've got my Facebook, my Instagram, and my Twitter. And I will see you soon for another lesson. Mwah.